Oh, you're going to hear a lot of applause because first off, it's Friday. Yep. And he's back, realty expert Adam Helgeson with your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And he brought guests again, too. We'll talk with all of them right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing. Warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, we are back with your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Here he is, realty expert Adam Helgeson. How you doing today, man?
Doing great.
Good, good, good. Big plans for the weekend?
Going to Aberdeen.
Volleyball. Okay, Aberdeen. That's not too bad of a trip.
Yeah, 3 some hours.
Yeah, leaving right after work today, or are you going in the morning?
Going in the morning.
Okay. Yeah. You brought friends with you again today.
I did. I can't get rid of them. Ashley and Tara are back.
They're back. How about that?
They're so sweet. So, yeah, I mean, Wednesday we were talking about the services and stuff they do, but I wanted to get more into specific products mm-hmm. and trends and, you know.
At Sterling Carpet Plus, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. yeah. And kind of the design trends they're seeing. A lot of people ask me, you know, what should they do? And, you know, I want to say the whole trend of white trim and gray paint is out.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Definitely on its way out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because to me, that my clients are kind of seeing that as, okay, this is a flip house, mm-hmm. right? It's what all the contractors are doing. They mm-hmm. get that cheap ass white trim that's not even wood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Throw that down, throw some agreeable bay or gray or whatever the hell it is on their wall.
That's what my entire house is.
Yeah. And, you know, white cabinets, they buy the cheapest shit possible and put lipstick on a pig and then throw it up on the market like it's a fancy new house.
So, and to, you know, your likes and styles and what you think is in might not be. So, correct. I mean, do you lean on these ladies to find out more about this stuff? Do they ever look at you and go, really? That's not in anymore or anything like that? Or do you just kind of go read and do the research? Or how do you figure that out?
For me personally, it's just from hanging out with clients and looking mm-hmm. at houses.
Okay.
You know, they're like, yeah, no, this is, no, it feels cold, right?
Right. Yep.
To me, in my opinion, from what I'm hearing from my clients, a lot of the wood tones are coming back.
Yes. Yeah.
They like the warmth. They like the homey feel.
The natural.
Yep. Yes. Because like the grays and whites almost make it feel cold.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, it's like it doesn't feel homey, even though my whole office is gray and white. I think it looks nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a commercial space.
So popular for so long.
Yes.
And so we're going to be seeing that for years and years to come, just like your golden oak cabinets. Yep. They're not popular anymore, but we're still going to see them for years.
Retro.
And years.
Yeah. Everything comes back, right?
So, hey, I'm listening to Farmstead, and it's still got green shag in the basement.
Oh, boy.
Some people just can't let go.
No. Yeah. we're talking about switching it. And if we rip that out, I'm keeping it.
Yeah, you put that in like a van or something.
Oh, oh my gosh. Just all gone downhill. Walls, everything.
Yeah, it's just going downhill real fast.
I'm actually going to line the walls of my deer stand. One, to use it as insulation.
Yep, keep it warm.
And then two, soundproof it so when my daughter's in there eating chips, it's not as damn loud. So, but yeah, what kind of trends are you guys seeing now as far as...
I'd say you're right. The gray, the cool tones are definitely on their way out. I cannot remember. There was so much like gray vinyl plank for so long, and I cannot remember the last time I even had somebody look at one.
Really?
Yep.
It's just that warmer wood tone, the lighter colors, kind of more Scandinavian as far as flooring specifically. You know, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, people are really liking that natural color, lighter tones, less grain, very clean. Yeah. That's the direction.
So the vinyl plank, the new luxury vinyl plank, is that still popular?
Yes, top seller for hard surface flooring.
Yep.
Okay, because I know I built 10 years ago and I had the Bella hand-scraped hardwood through my kitchen and dining and then carpet in the living room, and I ripped all that shit out within the first 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, that hardwood looked amazing.
Right.
But you could see every footprint mm-hmm. on it, every speck of dust.
If you have dogs. Yeah.
And then the carpet just, it wore out so quick.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I ripped it all out and I did that luxury vinyl plank mm-hmm. throughout and I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is so easy to maintain. It's
much more durable than a real hardwood. You can like
skateboard on it. I mean, that stuff is.
You know, it's family friendly. Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's the best. Kids. Yep.
So. Very true. That's still popular. What else you guys seeing?
I mean, when it comes to trends, you know, just first and foremost, you know, this industry changes by the day, it seems like. So, you know, I just want to point out that at the end of the day, it's your home. You know, you have to do what you want and what you're comfortable with. But, you know, obviously we're here to make recommendations based on, you know, what we're kind of seeing. And like Tara had said before, we're really seeing a lot of the very minimalistic. Another one I was going to bring up was biophilic. So yes. It's essentially like earth, you know, you're right. bringing in, you know, not necessarily plants, but it's kind of
the
more
natural,
that, yes.
earthy feeling, like plant life, yeah. indoors, yeah. more
that's very,
light.
Very trendy right now, kind of going along with the sort of Scandinavian minimalistic look. Yeah, I mean, blended together, they look great.
Isn't like yeah. that dark kind of emerald green
yes.
in
greens,
right now?
Greens are in, blues are in, yeah.
So now, just a quick caveat, when you say it's your home, do what you want, don't go crazy with wild colors and then yes. get pissed at me when it won't sell.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
So
yes.
just so throwing true. That out there. I had one house. I finally got it sold, but the spindles on the staircase, the walls, ceiling, pink.
Oh, my well, goodness.
Honey, that's house. A bold choice.
Yeah, that's...
Oh.
Yeah.
It was all pink.
Like real pink or like it was calamine real. Lotion pink?
No, well, kind of more, yeah, like calamine. It was okay. All...
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. So finally, after like 6 months in the market, they're like, why isn't this selling? I'm like, it's pink. Yeah. The whole house. Yeah. So they paid $2,000 and like even upstairs doors were pink. Oh, the trim was... Well. It was like everything... So we got it all painted, and then we got it.
My hunting cabin was pink for 20 years, looked like calamine lotion, because I knew a painter, and he gave us all the extra gallons of paint he had. We mixed it all together, and that's the color it came out. We finally redid it last year.
Nice.
So, my gosh, you lived with it for 20 years?
It's just a hunting cabin. Yeah. That's all it was for. Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, to your point, of course, you know, when we have clientele come in, you know, we're very good at qualifying, like, hey, is this your forever home? Hey, are you
moving
designing to
years.
Sell? Yeah, you know, so we really do, you know, at the end of the day, yes, it's their home, but and trends don't matter, but they do depending on their situation. So we really do try to advise people depending on, you know, their long-term, short-term plan.
There's one builder I should introduce you to because I don't know where he picks his stuff, but like every flooring in every room is different. And then he does... plank, one going this way, one going this way. Oh. And then like all the island, he gets nice cabinets, but then he like whitewashes them and every room's a different color. And this is new construction. I'm like, what are you
doing? Could use some advising. Yeah,
it sounds like he could use some
I swear
help.
He just buys the
guidance.
He buys the leftover paint. I swear.
I'm and like, just does whatever.
Yeah, and he's selling like $500,000 homes.
Oh. And that's a thing too, is the... Another huge trend is cohesiveness, you know, the flow of the same flooring going throughout. If you have two floorings on one level, that's probably good.
I sold the house last summer. A guy hit me up to sell it. He flipped it. Main level, 8 different types of flooring.
See, that is insane.
Sounds like my house.
Yeah.
8 different types. And he covered up the hardwood, the original hardwood, with like crappy plank and... I was like, he got pissed at me because I was blunt. I'm like, dude, you just wasted a crap ton of money.
Yeah.
Like, this is all worthless.
Right.
It's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm just being honest, man. This looks like crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'll sell it for you. But I said, next flip you do, I said, talk to me first. You know what I mean?
Right. And you know, when you talk about all these different types of flooring and stuff that you install and everything too, is that correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have installers for the flooring, for the carpet. We sell window treatments. We've got installers for that, for those ceiling tiles I was telling you about, shower tile, countertops.
Yep. We've
everything. Got it covered.
One-stop shop, kind of like you said on Wednesday.
Yep.
Well,
are you guys seeing, do you do much with the siding?
We're not super involved when it comes to that. We have our own separate department. However, you know, if we have new construction clients, you know, we can refer them to right. that department. Mm. And
I just wasn't sure, you know yes. what I mean? Because yep. I know for a while when I built, James Hardy siding was very popular, which is that newer cement board stuff. Mm,
sure.
But I don't see that as much anymore. It's almost like people are going back to vinyl, and then there's still some steel, but it's almost like you see these newer homes that are $600,000-$700,000 and they got vinyl siding on it. Yep. And they're like, really? That seems like a cheap way, but it's easy to repair. Mm-hmm. It looks good.
Yeah.
Right.
Because even with steel up here, the steel siding expands and contracts with the heat and cold and then it flakes. And so just wasn't sure on that.
We do consult with each other, like us and the siding guy. Randy Foss is our main siding guy. And we do talk back and forth, especially if we have a mutual client, just to coordinate and make sure everybody feels good about the overall.
Color selection, all that kind of stuff.
And we are always referring our customers over to Randy and vice versa. So we do work with him, just not as often.
Mm-hmm. So Ashley, they said you were the kitchen person last episode, right?
Yes. So I actually, you mentioned Lowe's earlier. I actually came from Lowe's, Pryor Sterling. So I worked there for about 9 months or so, and that's kind of where I really got into kitchen design, and I, you know, that's definitely my favorite thing to do.
I agree. Kitchens are
awesome. It's a lot of fun. And Tara does some as well.
Are you still seeing, like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Ashley sits at my desk and helps me design kitchens is what she means. Okay.
It's teamwork, Tara.
You gotta learn somewhere, right?
That's right. Thank you. Right.
I mean, that's exactly how I was, what I learned. So.
Teamwork makes a dream work.
Yes, absolutely. But no, I love it. It's, you know, definitely one of my specialty areas. And it's, you know, I feel like it's what a lot of homeowners are excited about. You know, it adds a ton of value to your home.
It's where you spend a lot of your time, believe it or not.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the heart and soul of the home.
Are you still seeing like trends with the, you know, dark navy blue lowers and white or gray uppers? I know that was a big thing a year or two ago, or now a lot of people are doing like that emerald green.
Yep. I would say, you know, as far as I feel like people are getting more into the stained wood again in the kitchens. Now it's not, I want to be clear, it's not like the golden oak stuff. Yeah. It's more of your, you know,
like true blonde. Browns.
Yeah. Your bronze. True browns. Yeah. Again, kind of bringing that sort of pretty Scandinavian minimalistic look up from the floor into the cabinets. And then they'll mix that with paint. So they'll do a wood perimeter with a painted island and maybe a green or a blue or a white, or, you know, just kind of mixing in those different textures and adding some dimension.
Yeah. So I got to say, cause you know, you got to be careful with that because that, you know what I mean? You can kind of see the staples of homes based on what year it was built or whatever, what trends you're seeing.
Yep.
And they'll be like, oh, that's so 2020.
Mm. You know? Yeah.
But a nice, a nice, beautiful hardwood, right?
Yep.
You can update it. You can, you know, even with color schemes. I always tell people, like, wow, we're going to paint this room purple. I'm like, why don't you paint it a neutral color and then decorate with purple?
Right.
Right. Purple pillows, purple pictures, right? Because then when you get sick of the purple or it comes time to move, you can remove the decor out.
Yeah.
You still have the nice paint.
Yep.
And do it that way.
I'm a big, big pusher of that. I wouldn't call it a trend, but that sort of game plan, if you will.
Right.
You know, just starting with a nice neutral base and building off of that, you know.
Go for timeless staples.
Yes.
With your flooring, your paint, your cabinets, and
then
accent.
Other stuff, that's easy to switch out with color.
Yep.
So.
Very nice.
Ladies act like they've been doing this for about 90 years.
Feels like it.
Yeah, they talk like it. Obviously they know what they're talking about.
Well, that's why I brought him on.
Good job.
I guess we fooled you.
Yeah. I was hoping we were going to talk about boob lights again, but darn it.
I mean, we can.
Is there still time?
No, darn it.
Anything you guys need, Sterling Carpet 1, our Sterling Carpet.
Sterling Carpet 1.
Plus.
Yep. Sterling Carpet 1.
Just Sterling Carpet 1.
Yep.
No plus.
I mean, always remember, there is a plus.
There is a plus.
But it is just Sterling
the
Carpet 1.
The big plus is you get to meet Ashley and Tara. That's the big plus.
And they're usually hanging around at the same desk.
Yeah.
That's right, designing, too. Designing kitchens. Yep.
So, but no, go check them out. Great store. Great local business. There for all your needs. Anything you're looking for from, I mean, high end to, you know, base stuff. They have a good mix of any budget. So,
and you know, in the last 2 days, they have talked about flooring, kitchens, ceilings, window treatments, glass in windows, pretty much everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Again, your one-stop shop.
House or commercial related.
Okay.
Yes. So they can help you with it.
Awesome. Right. Now, if somebody wants to do something to their house new and they want to find out more about Sterling Carpet One, how do they get a hold of either Ashley or Tara?
You can call Sterling Carpet One and ask for either one of us, 701-746-8444. But we have an amazing staff of designers, and any one of us would be
happy to help.
Happy to help. Yeah,
quick question. Are you guys on commission or salary?
Commission.
Commission.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Hey, you brought some good ones in.
So call Ashley or Tara.
Thank you.
And how does somebody get a hold of you, realty expert Adam Helgeson?
Yeah, if you're like, screw it, this house sucks, I don't want to fix it up, call me, I'll sell it for you, get you a different one. These guys can help you design that one. My number is 701-317-1750, or you can check out my website, homelessbyhelgeson.com.
All right. All of you, thank you for coming in. We'll be doing this again on Wednesday. That's your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast with realty expert Adam Helgeson and, of course, Ashley and Tara from Sterling Carpet One. You all have yourself a great weekend, and we'll be back again doing this on Wednesday morning.